From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump has ordered the Justice Department to write regulations on banning bump stocks, the accessory that allowed the Las Vegas gunman to massacre more than 50 people in October. Trump said during a White House event on Tuesday he wants his attorney general to ban all devices that turn legal weapons into machine guns. These are the first signs coming from the White House on regulating weapons since 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz allegedly shot and killed 17 people last week, at a high school in Parkland, Florida. Until Tuesday, all previous comments from the president centered on combating mental illness and increasing school security. A London-based lawyer pleaded guilty Tuesday to lying to U.S. investigators about his contacts with Rick Gates, a former campaign aide to President Trump, as part of the widening investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller disclosed the accusations against attorney Alex Van Der Zwaan early Tuesday, and he pleaded guilty later in the day in a court in Washington. A Syrian war monitor, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, says pro-government strikes Tuesday in the rebel-held Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta have killed more than 100 people. The observatory said at least 250 people have been killed since late Sunday, the highest 48-hour death toll in the conflict in Syria since a 2013 chemical attack on that suburb. This is VOA News. Pro-Syrian government troops en route to Syria's Afrin region, a Kurdish area where Turkish troops have mounted a month-long offensive, retreated Tuesday after Turkish artillery fired warning shots. That report from Turkey's state-run Anadolu news agency. The Syrian Kurdish militia and the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the pro-Syrian government troops began entering the Kurdish enclave earlier Tuesday before the warning strikes. Africa is losing tens of billions of dollars a year in illegal financial flows, more money, in fact, than it receives in official development assistance. Now, a new report by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development offers a look at the illegal economy behind it and how African and richer nations can fight it. Correspondent Lisa Bryant has more for VOA from Paris.
Ambassador Segun Apata of Nigeria is a member of a United Nations high-level panel looking into illicit financial flows from Africa. He says some African governments are beginning to tackle the problem, but they don't always have the capacity to do so.
We have not made giant strides yet. We are still at the elementary, at the mundane level of implementation.
Ambassador Apata says if the $50 billion in losses from illegal activities were actually channeled into development in West Africa, it could help to check the illegal migration that European countries worry about. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is calling for an international peace conference to be convened by the middle of this year to try to break the impasse in the Middle East peace process. He spoke on Tuesday to a meeting of the UN Security Council on the Israeli-Palestinian issue. He said, confronted with this deadlock, we have neither given up nor have we lost hope. His speech was the first time he's addressed the 15-nation council since 2009. And the U.S. State Department says it is designating the group Ansarul Islam as a global terrorist group because of its history of launching attacks in Burkina Faso, near the border with Mali. Ansarul Islam's attacks include a December 2016 attack, on members of Burkina Faso's military that killed 12 soldiers. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.